My lord, what are you doing awake at such a late hour? You should be sleeping. You know you should be. But I will spare you the details. What has you being awake at such a late hour, my lord? There's something on your mind? I don't mean to intrude, but you do know you can tell me anything, right? Which means you can tell me what's on your mind. And I will see if I can help you. Oh, don't be foolish. I'm here to serve you, my lord. That's my responsibility. A responsibility I took upon myself. So, what is keeping you awake at such a late hour? Is it Elizabeth? Perhaps maybe Eloise? You're pressing my brains, my lord. What is keeping you up so late? I'm only pestering because you won't give me an answer. Give me a definite answer, and then I'll leave you alone. Oh dear. My goodness, my lord. Look at me. We are all here to serve you. That is our responsibility. Now may I ask, how can I serve someone who doesn't want to be served? You have to trust us, my lord. We only want the best for you. At least I can say I only want the best for you. Ooh, tell me, could it be that you are infatuated by a certain someone? Oh, it is, isn't it? Let's see. I have a paper of all the roll call of who's in. No? All right, throw away that idea. What is going on? Usually you're not up this late. If you don't give me an answer, I might have to take matters into my own hands. And you know, when I do that, it doesn't end very well. Are you going to tell me? Or will you allow me to take this into my own hands? Oh dear, here we go again. Why is it that you always believe that you are... that you're a burden? You're not a burden. Your rare jewel, a precious treasure. You're my number one, or at least my number two, when it comes to kitties and kittens and tigers and... I love cats so much. But that's not the point here. I just want you to know that you're not a problem one bit for me, my lord. I love to serve you. I love to make sure that you're okay. Look it. I have a book.
It's a very important book.
This is one of the first books I read to you. It was a story about a boy who wanted to be recognized, I guess you could say. He wanted to feel as if he was worth it. He often struggled with his personality, with himself, I'd say. He wasn't sure if he was born in the right body. later on in the story. He soon realized that it wasn't the body that mattered. It was the soul. And until he could realize that, he was constantly, constantly seeking validation and approval from others. He wanted to feel as though he was worthy of what he had thought of himself to be. Which by no means is a bad thing. Shouldn't a king want to feel like royalty in his kingdom? Shouldn't a master want to feel as though he has authority over his workers? These are things that are not bad, but they are not required. Listen to me. Kings and queens and titles, yes, they are important, and we uphold them. Your title, my lord, will always be upheld. But I want you to know you are more than your title. And I want you to feel comfortable in your body, comfortable here, and comfortable looking around you. That's all I'm asking for, my lord, please. If I can help you, I want to be of service. You will never be a burden to me. Nothing you say could ever be seen as a burden to me. You are, in some cases, my everything. Dear, what I do to make sure that you're safe and protected. What I'd sacrifice to keep you safe and warm, to make sure you have a home to return to. After everything that we've been through, why do you find it so hard to trust me? I understand the origin. But my friend, you have to learn to let some things go. Or else, it'll be a shadow following you for the rest of your life. Not everyone who says they're your friend is going to be your friend. Not everyone who calls you master believes you to be their master. Not everyone who recognizes you as royalty will treat you as such. But there are a few, like me, who will say they'll stick by you, that they will stand by you, that'll be your legs when you need to walk, your hands when you need to eat, your arms when you need to extend, your eyes when you need to see clearer. There are people, real people, who actually will be there for you. And although I'm a demon, rest assured, I will always be by your side, my lord. To death do us part. I'm not going anywhere. Look at me. You are special. Not just because you're royalty, but because you are amazing. You're smart, attractive. And over the years I've been your butler, it has been a pleasure to watch you grow. Your birthday was recently as well. You turned one more year older. You're catching up to me. Just a few more thousands of years to go. I love you. And I don't say that often to people. I love you, and if I could do anything for you, I'd... What? What did you say? Are you trying to say that I'm the problem you're going through? All right. What am I doing? Have I done something wrong? Please, my lord, tell me. I'll change. I'll do something different. I swear I won't let this be the last of me, all right? If I have done you wrong, let me know what I did. That way I can fix it. Oh, I knew it. I knew I wasn't doing my job. Is it about not waking you up for your morning breakfast yesterday? Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Is it about the news? Oh, I should have given you that news earlier. Was it the tea? Was it too warm? Oh, I'll make it a bit more cooler next time. Huh? What? I didn't do anything wrong. Well, then why does it have to do with me? 'Cause I do everything right? Oh, you're too sweet. No. You do not have to pamper me. Don't tickle my fiddle, please. Though I appreciate it. No. You're not going to make this a Sebastian, you are so amazing compilation. No. You're fine. I said you're fine. No, stop it. I am here to serve. That is all that I'm here for. I'm doing my job. And might I say that I am simply one hell of a butler. So, it is nothing to me. Though I do feel very welcomed for you to acknowledge my efforts. If there's anything I can do for you, I'd do it for you. And when I say anything, I mean anything. Yes, of course. What's on your mind? What can your butler do for you? Your demon butler? Yes, of course. No, actually, I was going to be staying up tonight. So you've been feeling some tension. Okay. That's interesting. Where have you been getting this tension from? Let's see. Has it been your shoulders? You have been standing in a very awkward position. Perhaps maybe we need to work on your posture, shall we? Tomorrow morning. Let's do it at around maybe 12 a.m.? That sounds perfect. 12 a.m. sharp, we will work on your posture. That way you won't get tension. For now, I'll just massage your shoulders. My lord, it is perfectly fine. This is nothing to me. All I'm doing is just massaging you. Tell me, is the tension starting to flow out? It was here, right? This is where you felt tension, am I correct? Good. We don't want you feeling tension. Besides, you do have an important meeting tomorrow with the royal court. It would be a shame if you felt such tension. I already know your nerves are probably going awry. But that's why I'm here. I'm here to relieve any tension you could be going through. Maybe you feel some tension down your body, perhaps, maybe. Let us see. How do you feel? Am I relieving some tension from you, my lord? I thought so. Was this a way for me to just touch your body? Though I wouldn't mind. I'm all for it. I'm your butler. Look at me. Did you really think I was that naive? I know what you want. You want me, right? Why am I not surprised? But my lord, if this is what you're wanting, all you had to do was ask. Besides, you're of age. You're attractive. And I'd do anything to please my royalty. You know what I think we should do? I think I should pound you into oblivion. But first, you need to get me hard enough to do so. You know what to do, right? Kiss me. Ooh, you vile. You absolute vile. Oh, my. We love the way you play dirty. Oh, slow down, my lord. This isn't a race. Making love should be elegant like this. And then I go down to your cheek. Lick your lips. And then I make my way down to your neck. Oh, my lord. I know it's a lot to take in, isn't it? Having my breath against you. You want me to put my dick inside of you, right? Oh, did I say that out loud? Such a naughty word for me to be saying to you. Let me feel you down there. Looks like someone's getting excited. I don't blame you. My lord, I have a problem. I don't think I'm hard enough. But maybe you could help me. Why don't you go down there? Have my 8-inch destroyer inside of your mouth. After all, wouldn't you like to know what I taste like? How beautiful. Well done. Hurry on now back down to my region. I don't need my pants on, no. I took my pants off. You can handle the rest, can't you? Oh, someone looks excited to see what I'm loading. I didn't tell you that I was loading a weapon now, did I? Though I am. very luxurious weapon. Only a few get to see it in style. Why don't I slap your face with it? Right, left, right, left. You like my little toy? Right, left. What about your lips? Why don't I play with it on your lips? Yes. Open that mouth of yours, you little vermin. My little monster. Don't let me unleash my demons. How I destroy you. Now, are you ready for the choo-choo train to enter? Oh, I bet. You better be. After all, I'm going to all this trouble for you. If someone were to walk through that door right now, what would they think? A demon standing in front of his lord. While they caress his members so gently, while his lips right and left against their cheeks, all the while they get more excited. I haven't even reached my full form yet. You're just getting the blood pumping in my veins. Oh, I can feel it right now. My lord, I ask of you this once. Please me. After all my years of serving you, please me. I want to see it inside of your mouth. Oh, I want to see it. I want to see myself explode all over your face. That pretty face of yours. I want to see it. I want to see it happen. Now, bear me the details. I want to see you suck my member. Oh, you want me to feed it to you? You are so bad, but I love it. Oh, yes, I love it. It's inside and it's still going in. Let's push it in deeper. Watch out for those teeth, my lord. I feel as if I'm hitting the back of your throat. Am I hitting the back of your throat? Beautiful. Beautiful, look up at me. Look up at me, don't look down. Look up. Look at me. Look at that face of submission. Oh, now the work is going to be done by you. Let me tell you what I'd like to have. I want you to go up and down my member. Swirl your tongue left and right. Tease the tip, but don't tease it too much. And then make your way down my shaft over and over and over again. And then repeat. If you're good, I might give you a reward. And I'm sure you'll love this reward. You'll love it so much, I know you will. You'll have to. Are you ready, my lord? Good. Begin. Yes, just like that, just like that. You're already a pro. You're already a pro. Keep it up. Do I have permission to call you my little kitty? Good. Oh, my little kitty. Oh, take it away. Oh, have it in, have it out. Deeper, 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 deeper. Oh, you're going to have me say words I haven't said in my 1,000 years of being alive. Come on. Fill it up. Take it and take from me. Oh. Slower. Slower. Pace yourself. Remember, we are not monsters. We are elegant, elegant demons. We take what we can and we do what we have to. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. Oh. You wait till I tell you to speed it up for me, all right? Only when I say speed it up, you speed it up, you hear me? You listen to my order and you take it with heed. Got it? Oh. Oh. Wrap that song around it. Oh. Perfect. Perfect. Can you puff me? Oh, you sound so good. Oh, bark in for me. Oh, yes, 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 yes. This is exactly what I needed to hear. Oh, oh. My lord has turned into my kitten. My two favorite things in one. You're going to make me explode in you. Oh. Halt! No more. No more. With the taste of my pre-cum inside of your mouth, I want you to open it. Open your mouth. Oh, I see. You still have the pre-cum inside. Stay looking at me. Now I want you to swallow my spit and saliva while you swallow my pre-cum. Ooh. What a good kitten! You're so good! Oh, roar for me. Oh, I love the spice and the angst you're giving me. Yes, yes. All the servants, none of them were so good as you. None of them were as good. Are you ready to have it back inside of your mouth? You know what? Let's change it up this time. This time I'll be the one directing your mouth and directing your head up and down. I'll give you direction. I'll give you order. It's promised. I'll make it nice and sweet. Are you ready? Because I'm about to take you on a ride, my lord. Open down. There you go. Take it in. Take it in. I have you where I want you. And there's no return for you. Have you my member deep down your throat? There's nothing better than that now, is there? I know you need to breathe, don't you? All right, though it hurts to take you away, I must. You are so good to me, you're dangerous. You're so dangerous. Are you ready for me to penetrate you? Beg me for it. Yes. Yes. Yes, my lord, I can do that for you. Of course I can do that for you. Let's take off what you're wearing. Because you won't be needing that. Oh, this is going to be so fun. Ah, how heavenly. Let me kiss you once more. Are you ready, my lord? We've made it to the grand finale. I am going to destroy you so much. You'll be calling me master by the end of this session. Do you feel it rubbing against you? My heart member. Oh, it only gets harder when it gets inside of you. Get ready, all right? Because when I go in, I'm not stopping for anything, you hear me? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. My lord. Oh, my lord. I'm inside of you. Oh, yes. I love you. You like that? Oh, I know you do. I know you do. Who's your master? I am, right? You're right. Oh, I am definitely your master. With every pump, I can just feel every inch of you. You're so fucking tight. I can't take it. Oh, you dangerous human being. Say my name for me. Yes. Oh, yes. I hit that one pretty hard, now didn't I? Or maybe you just weren't ready for it. Yes. Do you want me to eject on top of you? Oh, you know what? Instead of filling you up, I'm going to come all over your face. Yes. You want to taste me, right? Right. Yes. Oh, yes, you do. Get up. I'm going to come all over your face, that pretty face of yours. Oh, stick that tongue out for me. Yes. Right over your face. Lick it all up, good kitty. Yes. Oh, you have a mess all over your face. You left the spot right there. You're amazing, absolutely dashing. Hopefully this won't be the last time we'll have a little fun like this. And if we do it again, rest assured, I'll be coming inside of you next time. Oh, my love.